Hey, Aaron, can you give us some sense of where you are with your rehab and when you think you'll be able to participate fully without any restrictions?
I'm ready to go right now. I'm fully doing everything when it comes to running, jumping, all my dropbacks, all my rollouts right and left. So there's really absolutely no restrictions right now. The doctors give me the green light to go out there and do everything. So it's, you know, I'm excited to get out there and practice next week and then OTAs and do everything.
How does it feel? Does it feel healthy?
Yeah, I feel healthy. I feel great. Like I said, there's absolutely no restrictions. There's no hesitation or second thought when I'm running or cutting. So it's full go, full speed ahead, and I'm feeling great.
Aaron, two-part question. One, what was your first thought and reaction once you got the call from the Chiefs and then the excitement to come join the Chiefs in Kansas City?
I'm excited. I'm very excited. We were watching the draft with the family, and I said, you know, hey, starting with Kansas City, too, I think it was New Orleans. But I think, you know, somewhere in those, you know, 5 to 7 picks, I feel like I'm going to, you know, I have a good shot. And then, obviously, as soon as Kansas City got on the board, you know, we got the call. So, definitely very exciting. You know, whole family is extremely excited about the whole thing. And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting up there and getting to work.
Hey, you had an interview with the Chiefs before your pro day. Hey, who was there and how did that go? I mean, did you kind of get a good sense that they were interested in you then, right before your pro day when they interviewed you?
Can you say that again? You're a little low.
Yeah. And they interviewed you. Yeah, they interviewed you during your, like, right before your pro day.
Yep.
Did you kind of get a sense then that they were interested in you? And which members of the chief staff were there, if you can remember?
It was the local, our local scout and the quarterback coach. And it was a fabulous interview. I mean, we were supposed to, you know, like, hey, let's go in there and talk for about 45 minutes. And it ended up being about, you know, an hour and 45 to 2 hour long meeting of just watching film and talking and going, drawing up plays. So really got a great feeling from them after that meeting. And, you know, it felt great. Like I said, it was an incredible meeting. We had a great time, watched a lot of film. We felt like the scheme I had at Georgia was very similar to what they were, you know, doing up there. So it was just a perfect fit.
What do you know about Andy Reid's ability to develop quarterbacks?
A lot of good stuff, that's for sure. I mean, he does a tremendous job with the quarterback position, getting guys developing quarterbacks. And like I said, I feel like I have a very good relationship with the quarterback coach already just for the meetings I've had with him. So it's a great fit. I'm not complaining one bit. It's an incredible fit. They do a heck of a job of preparing quarterbacks, like you said. And it's evident by, you know, just his track record over these past years he's been coaching.
And you're about 6'1". How do you compensate for your height when you got those big guys in front of you? You got to be able to find those lanes. I mean, what do you do to kind of work on that and compensate for that?
I think all quarterbacks, I mean, you have to be able to maneuver around the pocket. You have to be able to find those throwing lanes, you know, and it's just working drills, working footwork, being able to stay active throughout the pocket. And then also knowing where you need to go. When you know where you need to go as a quarterback, based on the coverage and what the defense has given you, you're able to put your body in a position to make an accurate throw and find those open receivers.
You know, last year there was talk that you came out as a junior, you'd have an opportunity to be a first-round guy, you know, and then with the injury, you end up going to the fifth round. Any regrets about sticking with Georgia for your senior year?
No, not at all. It was a great year. And at the end of it, I felt like I became a better quarterback. You know, there obviously was an injury, but, you know, right now I feel like that's not going to set me back with my opportunity to go in there, and compete and get ready to go for next season. So definitely felt I matured as a quarterback, got better, put a lot of great film out there, no regrets at all.
You know, have you looked at the Chiefs quarterback situation? Obviously they've got Alex Smith at starter, they got Chase Daniels at backup. Tyler Bray, a guy you're probably familiar with from his days in Tennessee. So, I mean, they've already got, you know, three quarterbacks kind of on the roster. Where do you see yourself fitting in?
I'm excited. I'm just excited to get into that QB room. I'm excited to get in there and get a chance to know the guys who have had, you know, been in the league for a good bit. You know, obviously Tyler's only been there a year, but the other guys have been there for a while and have had success. So, excited to get in there and work with them and see how they work, see how they prepare. And, you know, I'm just excited to go out there and compete and have some fun.
Is that basically what the Chiefs coaching staff told you, that they're going to bring you aboard here to be competing for potentially that third quarterback slot?
Well, we didn't get into the details. You know, they pretty much called to congratulate me. And, you know, but obviously, you know, if they draft you, they want you to go in there and compete. You know, that's my my goal right now is to go there and compete and work as hard as I can, and we'll see what happens from there.
All right, guys, are we good? Okay, thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.